Buffalo and other cities are awaiting approval of app-based ride-hailing services by state lawmakers. Councilman Joseph Golombek believes Buffalo should act now to make it easier for companies like Uber and Lyft to open for business. His proposed changes to city ordinances would put such companies under the same regulations as taxi companies. Fellow councilmember Chris Scanlon believes the proposal, the way it's worded, is too biased towards the taxi operators.
It's not the same business model. I mean, you're talking about an app-based approach, peer-to-peer ride-sharing, where these for-hire traditional cabs are, it's not the same industry. So I don't see why you would try and pigeonhole it and regulate it in the same manner.
Golombek, in response, says his proposal is a beginner template, and he encourages input from others, including Scanlon, to fine-tune it. The difference in opinion now reminds Golombek of the debate a few years ago over food trucks.
Many of my colleagues were interested in food trucks, and you know, I ended up putting the legislation together, and then we had a period of compromise, and that was what gave us, I think, a really, really good food truck ordinance. The reason that I put this in front of us in November was because I want to make sure that we have several months before the state would allow rideshare in New York State.
Earlier this week, Uber reported more than 43,000 people statewide tried to use their service on the eve of Thanksgiving, but learned it was not available outside of New York City. Both Scanlon and Golombek see this as another reason why state lawmakers should legalize the business soon. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.